thing about this pumpkin ale, though, is that there is a slight moment in the aftertaste section of the drinking of the ale that gives you hope. It's like, ooh,
maybe this is good.
Like, but hey, wait, that's the end.
It's like the one cool thing that happens towards the end of a movie where you're like, oh, that almost redeems this film, but not nearly
but
at
not
all.
At all.
But, yeah.
I can't think of a movie that I would sit through that would have that like small flares, like, oh, it makes up. Oh, never mind. It's already gone.
What about a scary movie that you hate where.
But I hate
like, the obnoxious dude that you've been waiting to get murdered
get what's coming
for the
to
entire
him. Oh, I thought you
movie.
Literally meant the scary movie franchise, and I was like,
oh.
Still not worth
no,
it.
No, no. But, like, yeah, there's. You may hate the scary movie, but there is that moment of gratification where. The obnoxious dude gets.
Well, like, here's an example. Did anybody see Escape Plan? Because.
No.
That's one example. I mean, you know, there's like. It's just Stallone and Schwarzenegger trying to act for an hour and a half. And, like, just looking generally arthritic. And then at the end, there's a lot of explosions. Still isn't worth your money, but.
No.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
You know, this.
It's
this,
just like pumpkin ale.
This is a good time to start episode 106. So,
yes.
So, Molly, Chris, thank you very much for joining us on the Buffering Podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having
now
us.
Now that we're actually
glad to be here.
I'm going to remember to actually start the clock this time since I'm never good at that. There we go. Okay, now we're starting for sure. For real.
For real. Thing.
Yes. One thing that we'll just jump right into news because there is stuff happening that I know that you'll appreciate,
yes.
Adam, that Dexter. As of Halloween, seasons 1 through 4 are on Netflix.
Nice. Okay.
And then January 1st, 5 through 8 will pop up.
Wow. Okay.
So Dexter's coming, and I know that you like Dexter.
So I can catch up on that.
The serial killer, right? Not the...
Laboratory. Yeah. Laboratory season 1. Season 1.
Right.
But that's that weird Cartoon Network agreement thing that's going on, where they just do one season of that. Johnny Bravo, Ed, and Eddie... other stuff.
They have Angry Beavers, I think. They've got, like, just about everything on there.
Yeah.
But one season.
One season. Well, I think Angry Beavers, they might have two, since that would be Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But
it's
short
right.
end of the stick kind of thing for a lot of nostalgic cartoons that there's an expansive library, but no
right
real uploaded content.
The Adult Swim content, are they just doing one season on those, too?
Mm-hmm. Boondocks and...
Venture Brothers.
Right.
Squidbillies.
Yeah.
Though...
is Aqua Teen on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, one season.
Yeah.
One season, yeah.
And again, same thing. I bought a bunch of those, and then there it is on Netflix.
There they are, yes. Yeah. That seems to be the way of it.
Though, I mean, we saw that report before where they monitor illegal downloading sites to figure out what to buy. So I don't know why they're following my iTunes account. I am paying money for this, damn it. I don't know.
Also, it doesn't explain why there's not a lot more porn on there. It's got to account for most of it.
Huh. That's probably
now introducing
true.
Netflix porn. Like, that would be
they have Netflix for kids.
Yeah.
So why not go the other direction, porn? Right?
We should, you know, suggest this to Netflix.
No, I don't want credit for this.
Maybe
brought to you by the Buffering Podcast. No, 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 no.
Oh, man.
It was our idea because we want it.
No. Well, no publicity is bad publicity? Is that the
Besides what you'd
the
be
saying?
Too busy diving into a vault of coins like Scrooge McDuck. To care about your reputation or image.
They'd pay you so well.
How instead of coins, could I get dollar bills so I wouldn't die? Because that would be better.
It'd be more like a pile of leaves, I would
exactly.
imagine.
But then there's probably some dog feces at the bottom.
Or snails or something like that.
But the problem I see with that is, how do you... I mean, new bills are sharp.
So you get a lot of paper cuts.
You gotta... Like, how do you get that volume of old bills? That would be really hard to do, actually, based on what I know about large quantities of money.
On the other hand, like, I think a paper cut is worth a dollar.
And I mean, you know, you compared it to a pile of leaves, and when you jump into a pile of leaves in fall, usually in fall it's colder, so you'd be wearing like a hoodie and jeans.
True.
So you'd be fairly covered.
That's true. So you'd have to wear like a...
protective gear.
Yeah, like a...
I'm not going like just swimsuit on this thing.
Sure.
It's cold out.
Sure. And money is gross too, so...
People touch that shit.
Yeah.
Cocaine or whatever on all the money, right?
That's all of it. All the money. All the money.
Isn't it like every $100 bill has trace amounts or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Some BS study, like percentage, blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Hmm.
Wow. I don't believe it, but I don't also sniff every $100 bill.
Yeah, that's
I touch.
One of those one of those little internet facts that gets like recycled on Reddit that probably has no basis in reality.
Yeah,
like the average person eats 8 spiders in their sleep in their lifetime or whatever. It's like when was this study conducted?
In their lifetime, I heard in 1 year.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh wow! That's...
But it's a totally fabricated. There's nothing. There's no.
Unless there's a guy who breaks into people's houses, wait for him to open their mouth like, and drop.
The spider bandit. Where were we?
Study conducted by the spider bandit.
So on average, it's like 8 spiders a year.
But peer reviewed.
Sorry. No peer two reviewed. People. No two people are not eating spiders in their sleep right now.
Accompanied by Spider Boy. I have other news stories if I could control a touch screen at the same time.
Technology is hard.
It hurts my brain. Other things, let's see, I mentioned Dexter. Oh, so big news a while ago was that Netflix had a bunch of content going to the Emmys. Now they have 2 documentaries going to the Oscars.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't even know they had. Which documentaries are they? Do you?
Short Game. Which is a documentary about little kids who are professional level golfers. Which it's like adorable and really annoying at the same time. It's like they are fantastic at it and they're like that tall. And by that tall, I mean like 8, maybe 9.
He's gesturing at about 4 feet tall.
I speak as age height rather than. People height.
Right.
Uh-huh, okay. Age height, the well-respected metric.
Yeah.
Measurement.
You haven't seen me since I was this big. Right. Oh, like 5?
Whoa, 5. 5 is about here-ish.
See, I was a basketball player when I was 5, so I was a little bit taller.
Oh, okay.
Should probably keep using hand gestures on the audio format.
Non-visual media.
It's part of the joke. Let's see.
We all understand that's really what matters.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Kids as long as we're enjoying it more than the listeners, we're winning.
Kids at home can use their imaginations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like telling that fish story. This big kind of thing.
Yes.
You don't really know how big it's supposed to be. The other one is called The Square, which is about the revolutions in Egypt at this point.
Oh.
So
I'm kind of ashamed I haven't seen those yet. I love documentaries and I've been enjoying Netflix's original content, so I will have to get on that.
Well, I mean The Square came on this week.
Oh, okay.
So that's,
I don't feel as bad about that
very
one.
Recent.
Okay.
And I think Short Game, it was something that is actually on the festival circuit right now, but it was produced, like they have producing credit.
Okay.
And it'll eventually wind up on there thereafter. But I saw a preview for that one, and it's like little kids having hissy fits on the golf course.
So it's like toddlers in tiaras on a golf course.
But they're
but they're older.
They actually have a talent.
Okay.
I might have to skip that one.
Yeah, I might have to skip that one, too. The Egypt one sounds really good, though, and we'll check it out.
Well, I've heard a lot about that because I listen to NPR in my car because at heart I'm a 50-year-old lib arts.
Right, right.
You know?
See, at heart.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want to see it just to see like one guy make this really awesome putt or just like this really awesome drive and the like.
You're talking about the Egypt one, right?
Yes. Like meanwhile, in this part of Egypt, they're playing golf.
Meanwhile, Mubarak is playing golf with a bunch of 8-year-olds.
Look at that drive.
Yeah.
We need more documentary crossovers, just kind of mixed media a little bit where you get a lot of information at once to like deal with a lot of short attention spans. It's like, oh, okay, so we'll have beer production and prostitution. All right. Cross them over.
It's the same thing if you don't think about it too hard or at all.
Boobs and Brews. That's what I would call it. And oh my God. Yep. And then for the short game documentary, I was thinking Kids with Clubs or
Swinging in the Sand.
Swinging in the Sand? What?
Yeah, you know, the sand trap.
Yeah.
But I think I'm missing a reference that you're making.
Little kids playing golf in Egypt. There's sand in Egypt.
You were going for the crossover.
I'm still there. Okay. I'm still there.
Okay. Okay.
I like my plan.
It's good.
So, do you think Netflix is going to keep producing this content? Or
yes.
The thing is, they've got to be at a certain point of market saturation. They haven't increased how much you have to pay for Netflix. And you get all of their content for free once you pay their monthly subscription.
Yeah, you know, like, what I'm for saying? Free, in a way. Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't pay anything additional no matter how much you watch. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. And even when they added the new season of Arrested Development, they didn't actually see an upsurge of subscriptions. They had a lot of people watching, but it's people who already had subscriptions. So it's... There's no way for them to win. In any capacity, it's always going to, like, if they raise their prices, regardless of the fact if that's going to increase the quality of their content or the breadth of their library, people will still get pissed and unsubscribe immediately.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't see how it's sustainable for them to keep producing content if they're not seeing a return on their investment. So either they're going to stop producing content, which would suck, or they're going to start charging more, which would also suck. But what I think they might eventually do is have like a tiered subscription system where you can pay the normal amount and get what you get now, minus some stuff maybe, or pay maybe an extra $2 a month and get all the Netflix stuff and maybe like series that are currently airing or something like that.
But optimistically, by the time that happens, a lot of TV networks will simultaneously do their own optimistic a la carte system. Like, I know HBO is one step closer to having its own a la carte subscription through... I want to say Comcast, where now you can just like buy HBO as long as you buy internet with Comcast.
Yep, this is pure word of mouth sort of thing, but I was told that you can now get HBO and internet as long as you go through DirecTV, and DirecTV is partnered with CenturyLink, I believe.
Oh yeah, it's CenturyLink. Yeah, yeah. I knew it was somebody. Somewhere was
and yeah,
at
you
least
don't have
experimenting.
To buy anything else. But I still haven't heard anything about them making HBO Go available to people who don't have HBO on television, which is kind of what most people want, I think.
Yeah, everyone wants. Everyone wants that a la carte system, but HBO has all these signed contracts with all these networks where there has to be some sort of gateway to get to their programming, and until that contract
ESPN
comes
wants
up,
your quarter, so they want you to have to sign up for all the channels.
Right. So it's...
But at the same time, what is Game of Thrones is like the most pirated show on television, isn't it?
Pretty sure. One of.
Yep.
You've got to wonder where you're losing more revenue.
Mm. I mean, you know, physical sales is down anyway, and they have such a limited venue and ability to sell anyway. I just bought Family Tree, which was on HBO, and it's just one season. It's Christopher Guest, and he did, you know, Waiting for Guffman and Mighty Wind and Best in Show and all those things. And so that series just popped up on iTunes for sale after, I think, the last episode actually aired, I'd say maybe June, July was when the series was actually running on HBO. And so they had to space it out that long to make sure they weren't violating any contracts before they could actually make it available outside of HBO Go kind of thing.
Right.
So, another good piece of news is the FCC is eliminating blackout dates for sports programming.
Oh, that's cool.
Except online. So, like, if you have an MLB, whatever their thing
season
is.
Pass,
yeah, one of those things. You can't watch local show or watch local games locally yet, but you can. They won't black out those on TV, I guess. So, kind of a little note thing. Mm-hmm. But
that's nice. Fear into that sort of thing.
The buzzers in this building are really loud. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We didn't even pick it up.
No, I know. It's just one of those things that I hear and I panic a little bit. another thing. There's actually a lot of news for once.
Cool.
Another thing is that, do you remember when we were talking about how Amazon had that original programming kick?
Yeah.
And, like, they were going to do the Zombieland show, and nobody voted for that pilot, so it didn't get made. But John Goodman had a program that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's finally being released. I think it's next week, November 15th. Amazon will release its first original TV series called Alpha House, which is four senators living in a house together, basically being, it's almost like the funny House of Cards, combined with like frat house mentality.
Remember when we had the opposite of that, when Aaron Sorkin tried to do serious comedy? This is totally off topic, but Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, that was awful.
I remember that coming out. I was like, oh, Matthew Perry's not dead. Cool. Let's
Or no, this was a couple of years even before that. But it was Aaron Sorkin, who, you know, did West Wing and all that,
yeah,
tried to do a Saturday Night Live style show that was like about the drama behind that, but like all of the comedy on it was terrible.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't Matthew Perry one of the?
Was he?
I thought it was his pseudo comeback that like just kind of crashed.
He had that Go On show, which was like two years ago or a year.
No. I think it's still going on.
Last year.
It? Okay.
Yeah, this last year I think is when it was going. It was almost like 30 Rock, but not good.
Exactly. Yeah, but not, yeah, awesome. But no funny.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't have the NBC powerhouse cast. It just had Matthew Perry and I think maybe like one or two other notables, and then just a bunch of, hey, these people will do something cool soon, but no.
But not really.
Thanks, Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah. Put all of our trust in him.
No, I didn't have any trust in him in the first place. I mean, even with West Wing, I don't trust any director until I see their work and then realize it's crappy anyway and just... Except for West Wing. That was good. I like that show.
Social Network was pretty good.
Jesse Eisenberg,
he's
really good at being a dick, and I just like didn't care the entire movie. I was like, God damn, you're a dick.
I've had that issue with that movie. Sometimes you're like, you're doing a really good job, but I still just hate you. You're just repulsive.
Like, I wanted to see that that magician heist movie thing that came out recently. It's like, oh, he's in it? Such a dick.
You're just like permanently scarred against him now.
Right, yeah, because like there's even a moment I remember from the trailer.
Now
where,
you see me, that's what
yeah,
I saw that.
Where it's like, hey, I'm going to take off these handcuffs in a really cool way, now you're going to get stuck on them. But then like you see his face right after he does, he's like, ta-da, I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Like, did anyone see This Is the End? The
Seth
Rogen.
Yep.
James
Franco. I saw it, yeah, I see everything.
So. Michael Cera was depicted as a big douche in that one.
Yep.
And I think that could have been really interchangeable with Jesse Eisenberg. It's like, oh, you dick.
They look very much alike.
They do.
Kind of typecast in a very similar way, whether awkward
well,
or
like,
weird.
Has
or...
anybody seen Adventureland? That's a movie I can't see because it's him and Kristen Stewart, and I abhor them both, but it's supposed to be a good movie.
What I did is I wanted to watch it, but then I didn't want to watch it, so it's available on Netflix.
Yeah,
so what I did is I put it on fast forward one speed. I just watch it in fast forward. I was like, okay, so what happens during this? I was like, I think I did this right, because I didn't have to listen to them. I just kind of saw it, and it's like, if there's anything interesting, I could hit play and just kind of watch it play. I was like, fast forward again. No choice.
Yep. I watched the movie Elektra in that fashion at 1.5 times speed, so it was just, you know, I could understand the dialogue, but I just kind of tuned it out anyways because it was the worst. And it was only like an 80-minute movie to begin with, so it was like an hour of my time.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my mentality. I don't want to waste enough time that this movie actually is. Let's see what happens. Like, I made the right choice here.
Yeah.
I need to start doing that. I don't know why. I've never done that before.
You have to...
Well, when it comes down to it, a better use of your time would be
watch
doing anything
watch.
Else. Yeah, exactly, right?
It's like, I honestly have time to kill. Like, this is...
When I watched Elektra, it was back when I was, like, buying comic books every week and, like, getting the ones that come out. So I was like, I just have to see this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a comic book movie, and I got to watch it.
Obligation. Yeah, like, as a comic book nerd, you had
to. It was like...
I need an opinion on this.
Yeah, I need to be able to tell people to stay away.
I already know I'm going to need to tell people to stay away, but just
I need to have reasons why.
I need to support my arguments.
I need my hypothesis.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think there's anything.
I know a thing.
Oh, you know a thing.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't really huge, and this is kind of a plug, sort of. Not for me, but for Conan, anyways.
Oh.
Conan has, it's his 20th anniversary this month. And Universal and, or his 20th anniversary as far as being on TV, not with his wife.
How adorable.
He's forcing everyone for the month to celebrate his anniversary exactly. with his wife.
And NBC Universal has been nice enough to let him show all of the clips from The Tonight Show and from Late Night.
Wow.
And so if you go to teamcoco.com, you can watch like all of the skits they've ever had. And it's just highlights. Mm-hmm. So it's everything you want to watch. And but NBC isn't letting him keep it forever, so it's only through November 15th. But if you want to check that out,
now's the time to do it.
Exactly. There's a lot of great just comedy gold on there, though.
Cool. I'll definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone watched the Pete Holmes show since that's following?
I actually met Pete last October.
Oh, did you go to the Cedar?
Yep.
I was there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I was like...
That's before you worked at Jake's, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was... What, three rows from the front, I think?
Yeah, I was not, because I would have liked to have been, but I was still food running at the time, and I basically, like, left work to go to that show, and I got there, like, I mean, I saw the opener and all that, but yeah, I got there, like, you know, with only a few minutes to spare, and I was sitting between, like, a couple, like, two couples. It was a little bit awkward, but I just tuned them out. And
oh, yeah. And
talked to Pete afterwards, you know.
Yeah, I got in that long ass line that was moving really slow.
Yep. I was like, whatever.
I'm still worth it. Work. Yeah.
Definitely worth it. Do you listen to his podcast?
Yes. Yeah. Do. You made it weird.
Yep. I always listen to that when I'm working out.
Though he's incorporated a little bit of that into like the, like he'll ask that one question at the end of the interview. So far I've just seen the Kumail Nanjiani episode, the inaugural episode,
right?
Online, since he did stream the whole thing, which is convenient.
Yep.
But I think he like threw it down, was like, okay, so what's your opinion about God? And so Kumail had to work his way out of that, which was fun.
Yep.
That's fun. And I mean, he also did a lot of content for College Humor.
Yep.
If anyone saw the Bad Man.
Yep.
Sketches. Okay, so I'm going to endorse it for both of you. Definitely check it out, because it's him playing a really shitty Batman. And not in the sense like he's really bad at it. It's more so like it's Batman thinking he's really awesome in his job, but he's just a piece of shit.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the... if you go on... I don't know if they're on College Humor or not, but they're on his... well, I'm talking about a different series of sketches. He did a doctor series of sketches, which now he's done one of those on his show.
Right.
And he does a hotel series of sketches where he's like...
The hotel ones are on there.
Yep, okay. And those are pretty good, too. And they're all short. I mean, you could watch them all in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Minus ads.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what that production company is.
Something? I can't remember.
Basically, if you search for Pete Holmes and Bad Man.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely something to check out that's streaming.
But the show has been pretty solid. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people kind of expect a talk show to just start off like 100%, and no one's done that, except maybe Jay Leno, because he's a weird, freakish robot man.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Conan was basically had no one watching his show for, like, the first year of his show, and, like, he was literally being threatened to be canceled every week. And he'd just get on the phone with the executives and, like, beg for, you know, one more. Yep, exactly. And, I mean, now he's been on the air for 20 years. So Pete's show has started off pretty strong, I think, for just, you know, obviously having zero budget. I think there's, like, 20 seats in his audience.
Yeah, it's a and, really small audience.
Yeah, and I think he has, like, four or five writers only. Mm-hmm. And so, understandably, the skits are kind of weak, I think. But at the same time, he's only got a handful of writers. And like they're pressuring him to be different because they want him to be like an alternative late night thing.
Right.
But I think his interviews have been really strong. His monologue has been really strong because obviously he's a stand up.
Right.
And his remotes have been really good.
I do like some of his skits. Like I like the ones where whenever he plays.
Usually the opening one is good.
Yeah.
But then he usually has one in the middle of the show and at the very end. And they're kind of.
Like
they're
really trying to start strong.
But the thing is, the interviews have been really good. He's interviewed
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's interviewed Snoop so Lion. Many random right. people, but they've all been enjoyable interviews.
Did you watch that documentary?
I didn't. I've been kind of lagging on my documentary watching. That's but on I Netflix should.
It is. It is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because oh my god, Snoop Lion.
But another thing that to endorse for Pete Holmes, I know that you'll enjoy for sure. I think you'd probably get a kick out of it. Is he plays Professor Xavier, and as kind of an HR guy, and he has to deal with. He did one of them was Wolverine.
And he did Gambit,
and Gambit was the other one. Yep. That's right, and it's kind of like an exit firing interview for both of them. It's like, you are useless to this team, and he just kind of outlines how conceptually, yes, they
the
are
the main
crappy.
Guy we yeah. fight controls metal, and you're made out of metal.
So what would you do if, say, he's on the other end of a bridge and he's just tearing shit up? Oh, I'd run at him. The guy who controls metal, you just run at him. Yeah.
I've got a bike. What are bikes made out of?
Tubes. Oh, it's a fun sketch. We may actually watch awesome. At least one of those during the commercial break. So that'll be fun.
I'm for it. I'm so for that. That sounds hilarious.
And actually, speaking of that, it's perfect time for us to go to our commercial break.
So soon.
When we come back, we will play a game of some sort, depending on what we want to play.
Yay.
All right. Woo! Wee!
Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 106, which Adam and I taped on November 5th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You've already heard the conversation we've had with Molly and Chris, and we had a great time with them. And coming up next is Movie Bluff, but before we get to that, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing. Every single episode that we've had so far, 1 through 106 now, plus bonus tracks that we've had, bonus games that we've played between tapings and after, conversations we've had, all that fun stuff, photos of our guests. So check all of that out at bufferingpodcast.com. You can also, another thing that we need to plug. We need to plug this all the time. We got a new theme, which you can kind of hear in the background right now. And we need to thank Samuel Truth for that theme. You can find more of Samuel Truth's music at samueltruth.bandcamp.com. Thank you, Sam, for wonderful music, giving us something a little more what we were looking for versus the thing that I had going for the first couple hundred episodes. Samueltruth.bandcamp.com. You can find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, we're facebook.com/bufferingpodcast, and Twitter, we're @BufferPodcast. For both of those, you'll get updates about the website, about the show, upcoming guests, photos, teasers, all of that stuff. So check that out. Like us, follow us, what have you. Otherwise, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes and on Stitcher Smart Radio. For iTunes, search for Buffering Podcast, or my name, Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. And for Stitcher, you can download the Stitcher Smart Radio app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Or you can go to Stitcher.com and search for Buffering Podcast. So, thank you very much for listening to episode 106, and enjoy Movie Bluff! Oh, and the other thing that hasn't actually been a problem yet, but make sure I call on you before you give an answer as well. Mm. Just in case there's that dead heat of a answer or call buzzing thing. So now that we're actually back in the episode, and I'm going to restart my timer again to be responsible and all that, how about we recall everyone's buzz-in sound? So Adam, if you could get yours first.
Hey.
Chris, how about you?
Bingo.
Molly, how about you?
Ah!
Thank you. So excited to be here, Molly.
I always am.
Okay, and for our opener,
I have a 1 second handicap still, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
For now. We'll see if that changes even soon.
I feel like I should have made my buzz in Tim Curry.
Seriously, I got that out there pretty quick. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
You were ready with that. I mean, if we get halfway through the game and you're feeling like Bingo's not getting out there fast enough, you can switch to Tim Curry.
All right.
So we'll see.
Add another syllable for speed.
Who knows?
It's like an aerodynamic wing.
Let's go with Harrison Ford movie.
Bingo. Hey.
I'm going to say that was Chris by a hair.
The Fugitive.
Movie.
Ha!
There we go.
Indiana
Molly.
Jones.
Which
do
one?
Do I have to specify?
There are a number
the
of
Last
them.
Crusade.
Thank you. Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Star Wars A New Hope.
Movie.
Ah!
Molly.
Air Force One.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Was that Gary Oldman?
Movie.
Ah!
Molly.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
The Fifth Element.
Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Tucker.
Movie.
Ah!
Bingo.
That was
Rush
Molly.
Hour.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Jackie Chan.
So I'm going to do a T for timeout for a second as I give you that point and say, Adam, you don't need to wait anymore.
Yes!
They've got this.
I am unleashed. Okay. Yeah, this is. You guys are quick, so awesome. Okay.
So going back to...
Jackie Chan.
We're on Jackie Chan, and I will say movie.
Bingo. Yep.
Ooh, that was close.
That was... I'm going to give it to Adam just for courtesy for one.
Operation Condor.
I'm going to say movie again.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Rush Hour.
Was no, that? I already said that.
Okay, sorry. No,
I'll give you 5 seconds.
Super Cop.
Okay.
Super Cop.
Movie.
Bingo. Project A.
Movie.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Armor of God.
Movie.
Bingo. Hey.
That's still Chris.
Spy Next Door.
Movie.
Hey. Bingo.
That was Adam.
The Tuxedo.
Cast.
Oh,
Bingo.
The chick.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
You're movie. Right. Oh, my God.
Bingo.
Chris.
I got nothing. I was like, Jackie Chan movie.
4, 5, so you lose that one. Floor's open if anyone wants to take this. Go ahead, Molly.
She's in Party of Five, right? Right? Yeah.
Movie.
Oh, movie.
No, I mean, again.
Okay. Moving on.
Again.
Why am I blanking?
The client list, which was just canceled according to something I read on the internet.
A factoid as well. Thank you for that. Movie.
Why? Just, yeah.
Buzz.
I'm blanking.
I'm a little embarrassed I knew that many of her.
I'm surprised no one said Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
Because it's such a memorable classic.
Yeah. It was during the time when we were all high school-ish. So it's
kind of, sort of.
Trying to be relevant, I don't know. So that was actually a very good round. So I will say that right now Adam has 3 points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Molly has 6 points.
Wow.
And Chris has 9 points.
Ooh.
And 1 negapoint. And for this one, I will say... How I Met Your Mother cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead, Chris.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Jason Segel.
Movie.
Hey.
Adam.
The Muppet Movie.
Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead, Chris.
I actually haven't seen that. Steve Martin.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris, go ahead.
The Jerk.
You didn't actually call it Shenanigans in Time. Because I heard you...
Yeah, I know. I didn't quite hear what he said.
Steve Martin was in the original Muppet movie.
Yeah, but he wasn't
in... the only reason I named
right, him. Right. So I will say movie for Steve Martin again.
Bingo. Yep.
Chris.
Parenthood.
Movie.
Huh. Yep.
It's not much of a yeller. It's like,
I'm ready.
Hi-ya!
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Movie.
Hey.
Adam.
The Three Amigos.
Movie.
Huh.
Molly.
Father of the Bride.
Movie.
What else do I know him in? Hey.
Go ahead, Adam.
Rat Race.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Pink Panther.
Movie.
Oh, come on. What do I know?
And that's 5 seconds. Let's see. So we kind of knocked out everything in his repertoire.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to let's do Chevy Chase movie.
Hey,
Adam.
New round. So Three Amigos.
True. Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Fletch.
Movie.
Hey. Bingo.
Adam.
Community.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Wanana.
Feel free to throw out the actual...
Family Vacation?
Family Vacation.
Oh, God. Okay.
That. So instead, we will say something. How about Sally Field movie?
Bingo.
Chris.
Lincoln.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Movie.
Hey.
Adam.
The Last of the Mohicans.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead.
There Will Be Blood.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
My Left Foot.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead, Adam.
Gangsters of New York. Gangs of New York, sorry.
Nice save. Yeah. I will say cast.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
John C. Reilly.
Okay. Movie.
Bingo. Herp. Why am I saying herp? Yes. I just changed. I've been listening to Adam too much. I think that's the problem.
So since you actually used yours, I'll say Chris.
Yeah. Step Brothers.
Movie.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story.
Yeah, that's right.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Anchorman.
Movie.
Back there.
Yes. Molly.
Did someone already say Chicago?
No.
Okay, Chicago.
Cast.
Hey. Bingo.
That was Adam.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Renee Zellweger.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Ah, cast.
My nemesis from last week.
Ha!
Molly.
Colin Firth.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
The King's Speech.
Ooh. Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Jeffrey Rush.
Movie.
Ah! Bingo.
Molly.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one. I don't know the name of it.
Can I do Wanana on that, or how do we?
I'm going to accept it because she at least specified which one in the series, so we can get close to it.
Fair enough.
And I will say,
it's what is the name of it?
The Curse of the Black Pearl.
There you go. I knew it was Curse of something, but I couldn't figure out what was
Curse of something that's very curseful.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's say cast.
Bingo.
That was Chris.
Orlando Bloom.
Cast.
Bingo.
Uh huh. Go ahead, Chris.
Domino chick. Why can't I remember her name?
4, 5.
Ah! My bad.
Well, let's see. I'm going to do that first just to remember to do that. And I'm going to give that to Adam by hair.
Johnny Depp.
I don't know why I didn't think of him. I was thinking of what's her face, and now I can't remember.
Yeah, I know.
Keira Knightley?
I know it. Yeah, yes. That's what
well,
I was going to say.
Well, thank you for ruining the game.
There are others.
There are others.
Yeah, but you ruined it. I was going to go that way because I had a plan.
I was ready for it. I was ready.
You can't have a plan.
You did say Johnny Depp. I mean, it's not like he's only been in one or two movies.
Alice
in Wonderland.
Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Anne Hathaway.
Cast.
Huh.
Yeah.
Helen Bonham
Molly?
Carter.
There you go.
Movie.
Hey. Bingo.
Fight Club.
Movie.
Fight Club, sorry.
Bingo.
Chris.
All I need to do is name another Tim Burton movie.
That's 5.
If
King's Speech.
My brain is stalled.
raising your hand again does not count.
That was the same round, though. Can we use that?
Oh, wait. Chaos. It's been 3 movies, though. Can I use it? If not, it's okay.
It's been 3 movies.
Yeah, it's been long enough. We're fine. Okay. We can retread as long as no one says Jeffrey Rush or Colin Firth to get out of that, and I'm going to say movie again anyway.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I will say cast. Yeah, that was kind of a killer anyway. Yeah, she wasn't actually in that one.
I know.
But no one said anything.
I didn't think anybody would call me on it. I wanted to see if anybody would.
No one said anything. With that, the only answer I know is Danny Elfman was the voice, the singing voice of Jack. That's the only thing I know.
That would have been a dead end as well. Yeah.
Because
I wonder if he's been. I don't think he's been in anything else.
Unless we wanted to add composer to the
audience. No, we've contemplated that before. That's a mess. So
I know. That was a very, very early prototype of the game.
Yeah. So, Molly, right now you have 13 points. Adam, you have 16 points. And Chris, you have a lot. You have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26. You have 27 points. So not too shabby. And just to make sure we're not going too crazy on time here. Doing well. All right. Let's see. Mix it up a little bit and say something. I can't think of his name. So, I'm going to throw a challenging one out there to see if I can challenge you guys a little bit and say Patrick Warburton movie.
Hey. Bingo.
That was Adam first.
The Emperor's New Groove.
I'm going to say it again. Movie.
Hey. Bingo.
By a hair.
The Venture Brothers.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
B movie.
Movie.
Other things.
That's 5 seconds. I just wanted to see how many.
Yeah, I could do more, but I was thinking the new movie he's in with that animated dog. And I can't remember what it's called now.
I don't know.
And literally, they just released trailers for it like this week.
Oh, it has to be
time traveling dog. Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He has that sitcom where he's one of like a couple like rules of engagement or something.
Endearment.
Something rules of dot dot dot.
Yeah.
That what's his little guy with Everybody Hates Who is also in Emperor's New Groove.
He was also
can't remember
live action Faith? Tick and
live
Putty
action
on
Tick.
Seinfeld.
He was also on News Radio.
Yeah, he's done a lot of voice work too, but for some reason I can't remember all of it.
I just know his voice, that's all.
Yeah.
He has a very good voice.
Yes. I will say Sarah Michelle Gellar movie.
Bingo.
I could say that was Adam.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Oh, David Boreanaz.
Cast.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Allison Hannigan.
Movie. Molly.
How I Met Your Mother.
Cast.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Neil Patrick Harris again.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog.
Does that count?
It does.
Okay.
It has been released on a format that is
That's true.
Obtainable, and it is on his IMDb page, so we try to base it off of that. And I will say movie.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Doogie Howser.
Yeah, that was a brow wiper. Let's say movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Cal Penn.
Movie.
Nice. Bingo.
Go ahead.
House MD.
Nice.
Let's say cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hugh Laurie.
Movie.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
A Bit of Ryan Laurie.
Nice.
Movie.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Black Adder.
Oh, God. What? Ah! Ah! Okay.
So your brain. Angry at yourself. Let's say movie.
Bingo.
That was Molly this time.
101 Dalmatians. The live action.
He was the dog burglar.
Oh, man. Okay.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Glenn Close.
That's right.
Movie.
Shit.
What is it?
That's fine.
She was a
seconds.
Dude.
I don't remember she was a dude.
Not the crying game. No, she, that would have been Devil
recently.
Wears Prada.
No, it was Mr. Something.
She was in Devil Wears Prada?
No, that
wasn't
was Glenn Close.
Oh.
I thought it was
Glenn Close
Street.
And Anne Hathaway. She might have been in it briefly, but Glenn was, Close. I don't think.
Oh, wait, who am I thinking of then?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, right.
Yep.
But yeah, she Albert.
Mr. Knobs.
Yeah, Albert Knobs.
Yeah, Albert Knobs, yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, that's okay. So let's instead do.
Molly, will you lean in a little bit? Am I too quiet now? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, trying to get the contrast between the buzz in and the.
Between my the yelling yeah. and then my answer.
There we go.
Let us do. I'll try it. Hank Azaria movie.
Hey,
go ahead.
The Simpsons
movie.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Futurama
movie.
Hey,
go ahead.
Godzilla, the crappy one.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Ferris Bueller. Matthew Broderick.
Movie.
Hey.
Bingo.
Adam.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Movie.
Hey.
Adam.
The Producers.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Nathan Lane.
Movie. That's 5 seconds. Birdcage.
Yeah.
Mouse so Hunt.
Nice. Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I know his,
yeah.
his work. It's just kind of blends into the background unless you really hone in.
Yeah.
We'll do another score update for fun and say Molly's at 15 points.
Woo.
And currently the only person with no nega points. So
yeah.
Get on you there.
Nice.
Safe.
Yep. So, Adam, you have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 27. You have 28 points.
Nice.
Chris, you have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36. Yeah, 37 points.
All right.
And let's do... trying to think of something that would be good. That would be okay. I'll say Friends cast. Bingo. Hey. I'm gonna say that's Chris.
Lisa Kudrow.
Cast.
Bingo.
Molly.
Jennifer Aniston.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Chandler Bing. Matthew Perry.
Cast.
Bingo.
That was Molly.
Courtney Cox.
Movie.
Mm. Bingo.
Chris.
Scream.
Oh, cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
David Arquette.
Cast.
Hey.
Adam.
Drew Barrymore.
Movie.
Hey.
Bingo.
Adam.
Charlie's Angels.
Movie.
Bingo. Hey.
That was Chris that time.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Mm. Nice.
Movie.
Yeah.
Molly?
Never been kissed.
let's go with...
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with Cast.
The one where she plays the journalist,
yeah, the person like, who eventually kissed her.
High school.
That was 5 seconds. pretty sure David Arquette was the brother in that one too.
Was he? So right.
He went back to school too, and he was cool again.
What a jerk. I haven't seen that in forever.
It's too bad we didn't get around to Eight-Legged Freaks.
I know. I was kind of like I wanted to get to David Arquette and then come back to him. That was actually my roundabout goal. But nice. this is one of our stronger games so far. Let's see. Let's go with Eddie Izzard movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Mystery Men.
Movie.
Hey.
Adam.
Ocean's 12.
Cast.
Hey. Bingo.
I'm going to say Adam.
George Clooney.
Cast.
Hey. Bingo.
That is Molly.
Brad Pitt.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Don Cheadle.
Cast.
Hey,
bingo.
Adam.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Thank you for bringing that back. Once per show, yep. Minimum.
Yep.
Movie.
Bingo. Hey.
Oh.
That was Chris.
The Bourne Identity.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Ah! Bingo.
That was Molly.
Promised Land? Yeah, I'm going with it. Promised Land.
Movie.
Hey. Bingo.
That was Adam.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Bingo. Oh, sorry. Probably should... Wait, I could do either.
Movie.
Bingo. Ah!
There you go. Chris.
Dogma.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Ben Affleck.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Salma Hayek.
Again.
Cast.
Hey.
Bingo.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Movie.
Ah! Hey.
Molly.
Harry Potter, all of them. I'll just say... I don't know. I guess Prisoner of Azkaban. I don't know. He's in all of them.
Why not? Let's say movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Galaxy Quest.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Cast.
Hey, bingo.
That was Adam.
Tim Allen.
Cast.
Bingo. Hey.
Chris.
Sigourney Weaver.
Cast.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I forget his name.
Four. That's five. Oh, anyone else name? Buzz in if you want. You got 5 seconds.
It was the alien.
That's 5 seconds.
Crap.
Sam Rockwell was right. Guy.
He was
Monk. Monk.
Yeah, it was
is,
Monk.
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub right. Was the alien. Yeah.
Bah.
Okay.
We're all jerks.
Yeah. And that guy from Just Shoot Me was the head alien guy of the good guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the photographer
yeah.
Guy. The guy who was in Veronica Mars.
Yep, yep.
Okay. On that note, let's say Men in Black 2.
Babe. Bingo.
Let's say Adam.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Cast.
Bingo. Yeah.
Chris.
Will Smith.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Rosario Dawson.
Cast.
Yep.
Adam.
Rip Torn.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Johnny Knoxville.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Patrick Warburton.
Cast. That's five. Tony Shalhoub.
Again.
I was hoping we'd actually have a jump off point for that now that we knew who he was.
Sorry, Tony. So sorry.
Forgot that he was in the second one.
Did anyone say Will Smith either?
Yeah, we
covered Will Smith.
I guess I just kind of glossed over it because I was looking for Tony Shalhoub.
Like, where's my Shalhoub?
Though, you know what? This actually is the perfect time for us to do final score. So, Molly, you had 20 points. Ooh. No nega points.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Adam, you had 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 38 points. One nega point.
I'm happy with that.
And Chris, you had 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54 points. So, congratulations. Nice.
Yeah, that's a heck of a debut.
Yeah.
So that translates to $1,000 a point.
Yeah. though it's in mini pesos, so.
Actually, it's space dollars, and.
I have Monopoly money.
The conversion rate is not really.
It's not.
We can actually turn them in starting in the year 2079.
Yeah.
It's like a post-dated check, but it's just really heavy.
Exactly. Yeah. You earned like 1 cent in space dollars tonight. So.
Yeah, basically.
Congratulations.
So,
don't spend it all in one place.
But since you won, you get the first crack at plugs, anything going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about, or any social media that you want people to know about to follow you other than Stalker Book.
Yeah. I prematurely blew my load on that Conan thing. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Cloven Doof, which is CLOVENDOOF.
There we go.
It's my first initial is C and my last name is Lovin, so you get Cloven.
Hmm. Oh.
I gotcha.
Hmm.
There you go.
So clever.
There you go. And then any activities, things that you're participating in or know about that people should know about Friday or thereafter when this episode drops?
I'm actually, if anybody else is interested, I'm going to, unfortunately it's 2 days after the global premiere, but I'm going to see the Doctor Who premiere at Eden Prairie on November 25th at 7:30 p.m.
Now, are those still sold out? Because I got the 23rd tickets, but I didn't pay attention to when the other ones
have. The 25ths are still open, and pretty much every AMC location is doing one.
In the Twin Cities,
yep. So I know Southdale, I think Arbor Lakes, Eden Prairie.
And like Brooklyn Center or something?
Brooklyn Center, yep.
And then that's through Fandango, right?
Yep, correct.
Basically. Yeah, so people can still buy tickets through that. And the, or if you have BBC America, you can watch it at home on
you can
November
watch it 2 days
23rd.
Earlier. But if you do decide to wait and just, you know, turn off your router or whatever for 2 days and go to see it on the 25th, it is in 3D.
Yep.
Which personally, I kind of hate 3D, but, you know, it's the first time the Doctor's been in 3D, so I'll...
So why not?
I'll bear with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So, Molly, how about you? Friday or thereafter, anything to plug going on that you are participating in or want people to know about or social media other than Stalker Book?
Sure. So I'm working at the James Ford Bell Library at the U of M right now, and we just opened our 60th anniversary exhibit. So everybody should go to the fourth floor of the Wilson Library on West Bank at the U of M and check it out because I helped set it up. and it's awesome. You know, if anybody's not familiar with the library, we have a ton of old books that you can like flip through yourself. We're open to the general public. So yeah, everybody should go.
I want to go to a library where somebody flips through it for you.
All
right, turn the page
for
me.
If you give me like $10, I'll flip through it for you.
I'll do it for $5.
Yeah. but yeah, what else is going on? Something I'm really excited about, today the Arctic Monkeys just announced that they're having a concert at First Ave on February 14th. Tickets go on sale.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I'm very excited. And so, yeah, tickets go on sale this Friday, which I believe the podcast drops on Friday. But yeah, so November 8th at 8 a.m., I believe the tickets go on sale. So everyone should go because I will be there. And of course, the Arctic Monkeys will be there. So those are two awesome things. I think
minor
it's good.
Selling point.
So yeah.
I mean, I'll be there though. So yeah, come find
me. Exactly.
I'll have my own merch table and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
What would they do if you just tried to set up your own merch table at First Ave?
Just shirts with my face on it.
Yeah.
Just walk around through the crowd. Want to buy a shirt? Buy a shirt.
That'd be fun. It's my face.
It's my face on a shirt.
Let everyone know that you saw me with my shirt.
You ain't never seen a face this good.
That'll be the caption on the back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Adam, how about you?
You've heard of Facebook. Well, now there's Face Shirt. Anyway, yeah, I want to see Thor. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Apparently there's going to be a crossover episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where Thor will be in an episode to either link up with the movie or... I think it's something that leads up into the movie versus something that happens in the movie thereafter.
Good.
I'll probably watch that episode, but honestly, I've not been impressed with that show.
Yeah, it's been rather lackluster so far.
I have not watched a single episode because I assumed as much, except for the fact that Coulson came back. That's cool.
I like Coulson, but even he is kind of letting me down in this... In this show, I've watched most of them. I think I'm a couple episodes behind now, but...
The only show that I started this fall that I'm still watching is The Blacklist, and I really like that show.
I don't know much about that one. What's that one?
It's a new James Spader's new show, who, you know, he was in Stargate, and he was on The Office for like half a season as the boss after Steve Carell left.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, James Spader, he was in Boston Legal with William Shatner.
Yep, exactly. And I know the creator of the show kind of resent this, but it's sort of like a Silence of the Lambs sort of plot line.
Oh, that's right.
James Spader isn't a serial killer, but he's like a black market, like serious bad guy, basically. And he turns himself in to work with the FBI to find criminals, basically. And he has like this huge long list of criminals called the Blacklist. Of people that like the FBI doesn't even really know about, who are kind of like orchestrating global crime behind the scenes, and he helps them catch them. And then, like, you know, the main character is this woman who is an FBI agent, but she is like just started and they don't know why he picked her, and there's all kinds of speculation that she might be his daughter. And so there's a lot of, you know, B storylines and everything, but the general gist is he's a criminal who helps the FBI catch other criminals.
Cool. That sounds pretty good to me, actually. And let's see. So back to what I had to plug. The Court Revelers are going to be auditioning for a tenor, a baritone, and a soprano. Look for more updates about that coming this January. That's when we'll be holding auditions. If you're interested in auditioning, please send us a message on Facebook. Or you can send a message to me if you want, if you know me, you know, all that. Otherwise, probably Court Revelers Facebook page is the way to go. And let's see. You can find me on Last.fm, find out what music I've been listening to there. My handle there is AdMan7. You can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN, nice and simple. And I'm on Spotify now. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for me for now. So, Dan, what do you have?
I know that I endorsed the Pete Holmes show on TBS following Conan. But another show that is really hilarious and fun and takes a nice stab at social media is a new game show on Comedy Central called At Midnight. It's available on Hulu. It's hosted by Chris Hardwick from Nerdist, and he brings on three comedians, and they just make fun of social media for the entire show. And somebody's named the funniest person on Earth for 24 hours, because it does happen Monday through Thursday, and it's really funny. I know that we were talking about Eugene Merman and Kristen Schaal before. They've been on an episode. Let's see, who else has been on there? Patton Oswalt has been a contestant on there. Doug Benson has been a contestant on there. Kyle Kinane.
Did you say Kumail yet?
I don't think... Has he been on there?
Yeah, he was, I think, like, the premiere episode of that and Pete Holmes show.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And Tom Lennon was on there, and a number of other people. It's a really funny show. And
it's a good way, if you don't really follow stand-up comedy...
Watch your hand there.
Yeah, the twang.
If you don't watch stand-up comedy very closely, but you're still interested in it, it's also a good place to find
a lot of new
decent
artists,
comics. Right?
Yeah.
If you're looking for people to listen to, they've got pretty good guests on that show. And then you know, if you find one of them funnier than the others, you can check them out.
Yeah, and they always endorse, you know, based on whatever their handle is at the beginning of the show, so you can actually figure out who these people are. And also follow them on Twitter, because a lot of them are really funny. So definitely check that out on Hulu. And go watch Chuck. It's an awesome show that just premiered on Netflix. Or not premiered on Netflix, but just came to Netflix. It's like 5 seasons.
It is available.
Yes. Zachary Levi, Adam Baldwin, the blonde chick whose name I still forgot.
Other people.
Yeah.
People.
Theme by Cake. That's worth plugging, right?
Yeah.
Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, Whelan. Yeah. So, Chris, Molly, thank you very much for joining us for episode 106 of the Buffering Podcast. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you. Guys.
Thanks for having me on.
And we will see everybody next week for episode 107.
Woohoo. Bye-bye.
Yay.